Welcome to News from the Breach, a Dragon Prince podcast. We are your hosts,
Yana
and Kaylee, and we're very excited to talk to you about Book 4 Earth, Chapter 9, Escape from Umber Tor. It's the season finale, and then we can watch Season 5.
Yay!
Hooray!
Or at least I can watch it, because you already watched it.
I watched it already, but not in an analytical podcast sort of way.
Okay.
Yeah. But I will... My lips are sealed. I will not spoil. So I don't have any crazy extras this time. I know the last podcast episode was very exciting.
I
very much enjoyed making it. But we strive for the best. So I'll read the synopsis and then we can talk about what happened in this very exciting chapter. Chapter 9, Escape from Umber Tor. Claudia and Terry try to retrieve the map from the sleeping Rex Igneous, while Sorin does all in his might to stop them in their tracks. A fiery confrontation ensues within the Dragon's Lair, and Rayla has to face her demons once and for all when the past comes to haunt her. Prince Karim challenges his sister to a duel for the throne of Luxoria.
Dum dum dum.
Dum dum dum. So, starting in Luxoria, it starts with pouring a cup of hot brown morning potion.
Ah, nice. Yeah. That I didn't see.
Delicious.
Yeah, delicious.
It made me want coffee immediately. And Kazi brings the challenge to the royal blood jewel and shows it to Janai.
Okay. And then it was interesting for me because she knew before opening what it was about.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. Because because Kazi said something about, okay, do a blah, blood and or something.
That it smells like blood.
It smells like blood and ash, yeah. And then, okay, it's clear what it is about.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she knew that it was from her brother.
No.
Because then when she was facing him, she was like, you're my brother? What?
Yeah, she didn't know that it was from her brother. Yeah, she was really shocked about it.
Because I think she had in her mind, you know, when she was telling him about the seed and the tree and everything, that he was on her side.
Mm-hmm.
And not totally against her.
And that was the hope, I think.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm. Yeah. Stupid Karim.
Yeah. And also Karim said something about I always forget her name.
Miana.
And blah, blah, blah. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. She will not fight me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And nope, you're wrong.
Yeah, and I know her better than anyone and blah, blah, blah. I have an Azalis Brooker for you remembering the name.
Okay.
Me.
Yeah.
Yana.
Ah. Okay, that's easy.
It's you.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Thank you.
Yeah. So Karim doesn't know his sister as well as he thinks.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. First, we have a scene with Karim and Miana.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like stroking her mask in the beginning, looking at her six horns mask. And it made me think maybe she's doubting her kind of role that she's playing in this coup. But I don't know.
Yeah, and also she was hinting, hey, what about if Janai decides otherwise?
Yeah.
And also the six horns are not on your side.
Yeah. Yeah, she was definitely warning him and she had a better idea. She had a better idea of what was going on than Karim did. And yeah, what if you're not powerful enough to defeat her? He's just again like, oh, I'm a powerful mage, blah, blah, blah.
No.
And so...
But to summarize, a lot of blah, blah, blah.
A lot of blah, blah, blah. Karim's just blah, blah, blah. History, tradition. He's a conservative.
No.
What can we say?
No.
So then the blood duel happens, and Janai is very surprised that it's Karim. You're my brother. This is crazy. And we find out that blood duels have been forbidden since the time of Aditi.
Yeah.
We didn't know that. Like, he didn't say anything about that.
Yeah.
Fools constantly challenging kings and queens to fight when they should have been focusing on leading the people.
Yeah.
which makes sense.
Yeah.
Karim says it's an ancient. Karim says it's an ancient sacred ritual that no king or queen can abolish. Step aside or fight. And then he charges up his staff as like a threat to Janai.
Mm.
Who can threaten Janai, you know? Janai's Janai.
Yeah.
And she puts her hand on her sword and tells him she will not step aside. He reminds her that she's a golden knight of Luxoria. I'm not sure we even knew that as a term.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
must be a very high honor.
Yeah.
And where is your honor? He asks her. And more blah blah, and then says, prove the throne should be yours. And then they fight, and there's a couple of spells. Missilem Ignem,
mm-hmm.
which is, yeah, fire missiles that he kind of throws at her.
Yeah, Ignem is Latin, ignare. So
to ignite something.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then uses Lux Tormento, which is like a big flamethrower. So yeah, I guess Tormento, like a storm of light, Lux Tormento.
Yeah, Lux is light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, and shoots this flamethrower at Janai. Janai holds it back with her awesome sword, but she's struggling, and she kind of falls onto one of her knees, and Kazi has to hold Amaya back from helping. Let me at him.
Yeah, it's but I would, you know, everyone would do the same.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a 1-on-1 fight.
Yeah.
And Kazi holds back Amaya.
Mm-hmm. And turns out Janai didn't really need help anyway, because she just turns on her lava mode. Lava mode activate, says in my notes. walks through the fire and cuts Karim's staff in half. And the really cool thing is here that we get a nice slow-mo. Like, you don't just, it doesn't just happen and he falls down and it's done.
Mm.
It's like this whole slow-mo of like, cuts it and slow-mo of him falling through the air. And yeah, it was it was rewarding.
It reminded me a little bit of the scene when Janai fought. Kasev?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And she just punched him over and over in the face. I definitely had similar feelings, I think.
We also put this in the show notes as a video.
Yeah.
Or a GIF. Or
we did. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you did a GIF for me. I wished for a gift. a gift. A gift of a GIF, and I got
GIF
it.
A gift.
Yeah, it was good. And then that was that. And he was still like, oh, you have to finish me. It's not over. And she's like, come on, Karim. It's over. And the horns come and arrest him.
Yeah, who would kill, you know, afterwards?
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult, right? Because if she did kill him, it would be over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's still kind of unrest, I guess, in the people, but he was the main instigator. So I think maybe that would have been a cleaner end, although I'm not justifying execution here, but I just watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And in Breaking Bad, Mike says to Walt a couple of times, actually, like, no half measures.
Hmm. Yeah.
You
do it properly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I'm not so sure. I think Karim would kill her, right?
Karim would have definitely killed her, even though he's...
Yeah, it's too bad.
Even though they're siblings.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, she's kind-hearted and she's also like in love and focused on her marriage and stuff. And she also, yeah, didn't want to kill her brother, you know?
But maybe also, you know, going away from the traditions of, yeah, doing everything like it was done for ages.
Yeah, true.
And saying something about a better and brighter future.
Yeah.
And, you know, then also having a more progressive approach of not killing people and just...
And more compassionate.
Yeah, instead putting them into jail or something.
Yeah, that's true. And when they have their last conversation then, he says to her, history demands that you... And she just interrupts him. It's like, history demands nothing. I make history. It does not make me. Our past is behind us, and I will build a brighter future for our people than you can possibly imagine. And it will be beautiful. And she looks at Amaya, and Amaya's so proud, and they have a nice moment. And she's right, you know, and it's cool and it's progressive and it's exciting.
Yeah.
And totally. Then you just have this person who's just dragging everyone back down again.
That's really a beautiful, cool scene. Yeah. Beautiful and cool. Yeah.
Beautiful, cool. Yeah.
And also, Miana was right. The six horns are not...
not on Karim's side.
Yeah, exactly.
Should have listened to your girlfriend there.
Yeah. Let's see what happens to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for now it's like, okay, bye. Bye, Karim.
Yeah. So now... Janai finally has time to bake two cakes.
True. Now she can have her cake and eat it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, let's go to the heroes/anti-heroes.
Yeah, everybody use it. Umbertur. Yeah. It's all mixed together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people, you know? Mm. It's just 10-ish people?
Yeah.
Or, you know...
Creatures.
Beings.
So we start off and Terry's impressed with the powerful sleep spell.
Hmm.
And the big dragon and everyone else is sleeping. And Claudia tells Sparklepuff to be quiet. And Soren starts shouting to wake up the dragon.
But only after he thought for a moment, oh, okay, I can wake up the dragon with my voice. I should maybe do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Claudia directly told Sparklepuff to stop it or he would wake the dragon.
But why was Sparklepuff, doing noise?
Because Sparklepuff saw... Zim in a pile of gold.
Yeah, but afterwards.
I think maybe he'd seen it before.
Ah.
Because he was definitely trying to get their attention.
Okay, maybe, yeah, okay.
And then that's it, then we see.
That leads me to another question. Why didn't the sleeping spell work on Zim?
Good question.
Have Zim something in his ears or something?
I think it's all theory at this point.
Yeah, okay.
It'd be interesting to see if a sleep spell worked on Zubeya.
Yeah, interesting.
And then it could be a storm dragon thing.
Huh.
Or maybe he was sparking himself to keep himself awake. Sparky, sparky. Don't know. For some reason, Zim was
interesting,
immune.
Really interesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That it worked on everyone, also Rex Ignis, and not on the tiny Zim. Yeah,
yeah, okay. So it's not a dragon thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It must be it's a Zim thing somehow. Yeah.
And then it was also nice to see that Terry is really nice to everyone.
Yeah.
Even after stuffing Soren with the wine, he was like, oh, sorry.
I hope it's not too uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So, what? Cool.
But don't worry, Soren loves salad.
Yeah, exactly. It's good for you. Yeah.
So Sparklepuff hisses again. And then we see what he's seeing, which is Zim's eyes in a pile of gold. And Sparklepuff gets told off again.
By Viren. This time, yeah.
Mm. Terry says we could really use a map to find the map. And Claudia taps her nose and is like, oh.
I have a finding spell.
I have a spell for that. And does Lux Revelare.
But it's, Lux is not a map, it's light.
It's light, yeah.
So light reveal yourself, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense, but okay.
But it works. Yeah. We've seen Lux Revelare a few times. It's the Accio of this world a little
bit.
Or if you've played Harry Potter, Revelio.
Revelio, yeah. Yeah. All the time. All the time.
So Soren's trying to wake up Rayla then, and Zim has the good idea to use Soren's stinky feet and pulls off his shoe.
Also, was this his intention? Mm-hmm. Intention? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think so. And
that's a good thinking.
Is very shocked by the smell. And yelps when he takes off the shoe. Yeah, so then Soren holds his toes under Rayla's nose, and there's just this like cloud of green smoke coming off them. Very cool. And Rayla wakes up. In the meantime, Claudia realizes that the map's on the dragon's tooth. Actually, Terry realizes, and then they're trying to figure out how to get it off, and then Goofy Goo to the rescue. And Terry figures out that he can make an imprint of the map with the Goofy Goo.
With Flubber.
Mm. Yeah, and Rayla's awake and wants to wake up Rex by stabbing and not stinking.
That was a really funny scene. So also, Soren is slightly warm because he was, you know, doing the warm thing.
Yeah.
To move.
Wiggling.
And also, he just started talking. No one could understand it. And then Rayla frees him of the wine. And then he just finished his sentence and didn't speak anything again.
Okay.
You know, just repeating what he said in yeah. That was funny. And about the stinky toes and stuff, something. I think that's no, because he always wears the same pajama. You know.
Yeah, always the same pajama and the socks
and the shoes.
Yeah. Soren's hygiene is not the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least when Soren's in travel mode. Who knows?
So, like, always.
At the castle, maybe it's okay. But yeah, we only know Soren from these epic journeys.
Oh, true. And also the scene with Rayla and, hey, we should wake up the dragon, equally effective but less cruel, and then stabs him. Yeah. Like, okay. Mm.
But what's worse? What's worse, Jana? Bad smells or just a little pin prick?
Yeah, not sure.
Not sure. I think I would go for a little stabbage rather than the...
My cabbages. My stabbages.
My stabbages. Yeah.
Yeah, we see Ezran, and he always sees the good in others. Always. He just wants to talk to Rex Ignis and tries to calm him down, but it's not working.
Yeah, Rex is super, super angry. And I also just put in my notes when he wakes up, Terry and Claudia are like still attached to his mouth and they fall down and then they have to like roll out of the way because he almost like smushes them.
True.
So that would have been a quick end to Clary.
So. True, yeah.
But yeah, Ezrin is super kind and also just wants to talk.
No.
Just wants to talk to this giant, angry dragon and calm him down.
With a little bit of yoga.
Yeah.
You know, like, breathe in and then fire comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and he doesn't even stop in, like, in the name of the dragon queen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't even calm down. Does the deep breath.
Yeah.
And then we see the fire charge in it up his neck with the with the lights. And then he tries to kill Ezran.
Oh.
Just like that.
Oh.
Saved by Callum, luckily, with a nice Aspero, which was very airbendy.
Yeah, true.
And yeah, in Avatar we've seen Aang do a lot of these like air spheres, like to kind of get rid of fire that's being blasted at him and stuff. So,
and also move forward.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, so Ezran's saved, but everyone thinks, well, or at least Soren thinks he's dead and runs over. No! Another moment where we shortly think that somebody might be dead.
Yeah.
but he's fine and just has the case of the toasty toesies.
Yeah, this episode is really intense with almost dying.
Almost dying, yeah.
And yeah, we also see Rurin because he wants his death. And Rayla sees also Rurin. She wants to follow him. And then also something what didn't make sense to me is, I have to follow him. And then Callum just says, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Why didn't he follow her?
Yeah. Well, he had to go with Ezra. Like, that's where his main priorities are.
But, maybe.
He just knows she's a hero, you know? Mm-hmm. She's a hero. She has to do her thing. And I guess she just spent 2 years looking for him.
True.
So.
Yeah, it makes sense for her.
For her to just let that go is quite a big deal, I guess.
Also, did she only have one sword then? Because the other one was still in Ignis' foot, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. And just before all of that happens, the big dragon shouts, all of you will be dust and ash. And then Rayla saw Viren, like, through the dust and ash.
Mm. It's true. Quite intense.
Quite intense, quite cool.
Yeah.
And I thought that was an interesting dust and ash. Like, the, you know, the script that was probably on purpose to make you think of the blood and ash thing that was going on in Luxoria as well.
Yeah,
the battle.
Also, yeah. what Rex Ignis said about liars, interlopers, and then things and fiends.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to look them up. Things are spies and fiends are enemies.
Mm-hmm.
But why would they be spies? For what? Like, only for the map?
For the map, I think, but yeah. Getting this secret information from him. I think then he suddenly just thinks that they're all in on it.
On the same side.
Yeah.
Hmm. But yeah, he's so angry he doesn't see the struggle between them. And why would Claudia put a sleeping spell on everyone?
Yeah. But maybe he didn't realize because he woke up and just saw that they angry. Were awake.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, he has rage issues.
Yeah, he should do more yoga.
Yeah, more of these breathing exercises. And not
fire spells. fire breathing, yeah.
Yeah, I think he needs to go get back in his hot pool for another 80 years before he has any more visitors.
Like, in his private spa.
Calm down, you know, maybe get his nails done. I don't know.
Yeah, and speak with the rock thingies in the front Guardians. Of his door.
Yeah, just chill a little bit.
They are zen, you know?
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty calm.
Oh. Haven't eaten in ages.
Only in a decade. A decade ago was one of them's last snack. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
A decade without a snack. Poor them.
Terry is helping Claudia to get up a rock thingy. And then Rayla has the opportunity to capture Terry. Or at least holding a knife against the throat.
Taking Terry hostage.
Yeah. And then we find out that three people are still alive. At least in some form. Unan and Rayla's parents.
Yeah.
Like we said?
Yeah.
Or also a lot of fans?
Yeah, I think it was kind of a theory, but it was also just really clear that was going to happen. Like we knew that they were coins.
No. So Rayla's parents, yes. But also Unan, did we see it?
So yeah, we did see that
okay.
when it happened to Unan. Because he shows the coin. Like, so
Rurin shows the coin in the basement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So let me go back a second. So that happened in chapter 8 of book 1 Moon, The Cursed Caldera. And Runan is refusing to give Viren any information about the mirror. And that's all Viren wanted. And then he decides that Runan is worthless. And he also had Gren tied up in the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Gren was also
his I can remember.
Prisoner.
Yeah.
And I remember Viren says, like, you're going to suffer something worse than death. And he'd already shown Runan, like, that he had other coins. So I don't know if he recognized the parents on those coins even, maybe. Yeah. And then we see Gren's face as he sees all this, like, purple, horrible light and hears the screaming Runan in that episode. And then the screaming is just cut off. And then Viren comes out with his, like, evil face on.
And the coins.
And the coin. Oh. And shows Gren the coin.
Yeah, true.
And he also said something to Gren, like, the perfect mixture of pain and anguish or something. Like, so Gren knew about the weird coin-ness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Gren didn't have any opportunity to tell anyone.
And had no context.
Yeah, true.
Also. Of like...
Yeah. Who is this?
What? And I think Gren also saw into the prisoner's room then and saw that there was just chains and no person anymore. So I think Gren kind of got what was going on.
Yeah.
Maybe Gren was too traumatized by the experience to kind of tell anyone about it. And also, at that point, Gren was just... Gren only knew that that was the person who killed Harrow. So I guess maybe it wasn't such a high priority to share that information.
Okay.
Gren wasn't friends with Rayleigh yet or anything.
No. True. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a blast.
That's still horrible. Yeah, that's still horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And Claudia wants to exchange Terry for the coins. But Rayleigh isn't approving of this deal. So Claudia just throws away the coins.
Into the lava.
Into the lava, of course. So, yeah, Rayla jumps after it, leaves Terry, and almost misses everything. So I saw her jumping into the lava, and then suddenly she lands on a piece of land.
Yeah,
all how did that happen?
Yeah.
And then Stella is coming to rescue and uses the portal magic to save the coins from lava.
That was really cool.
That was really cool. Yeah.
And Rayla hadn't seen Stella do that before either, because she says, Stella, how did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, true.
And then sees that she just has stones.
Yeah, that's also horrible. Yeah, also, how did Claudia exchange so fast?
I mean, she is a wizard.
Yeah, okay, come on.
I mean, she's good at tricks, I guess. But yeah, no, super cruel and horrible. And Rayla, yeah, she's lost her hostage. She's not even got the coins. And she just breaks down.
Yeah, in tears.
I mean, it's also a bit like, you know, Rayla's usually this really strong warrior type, you know. And the place that they climbed up to get out of... Rayla could have climbed that in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, so I was also thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she only had one of her knives. Maybe exactly. She needs both of her knives to climb up rocks like that. But I'm sure I've seen her jump higher than
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So just using one knife to, get the knife into the rock and then jump again or something.
But she was so broken, I guess.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Emotionally, that she just...
It's a sad scene because also, you know, she had no support except from Stella, a little bit. That's it.
Yeah, she's just alone in the lava room and, and she's just found out that three people that she loves are kind of trapped in eternal
agony
or who knows what.
Yeah. Worse than death.
And then we get a moment with Terry being like, whoa, Claudia, I've seen you do some horrible things, but I always believed in you because you had a reason. But what you did, it was just cruel. It was just horrible. There was no reason behind it. Like, she could have just given her the coins, you know? If she, like, cares about Terry so much, you know? Like, where's her... priorities. And then Claudia goes back and just tosses the coins. I'm not 100% satisfied with how that all turned out. But then she got her coins, and I guess Claudia made it up to Terry a little bit to be like, look, okay, I'm not that cruel.
Yeah.
But thanks for pointing it out.
Yeah, but only after Terry told her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also important to note that Terry is still, you know, really down to earth and just wants to help everyone.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, and I guess we learned then that Terry does know all of the stuff that Claudia's done that we don't know about, actually.
Awful, awful stuff.
Awful, awful things.
Yeah.
But with the knowledge that she was trying to save her dad, I guess. But that move was just cruel for no reason.
Yeah.
It was a bitter thing to do.
Yeah, because maybe Claudia is still angry about Rayla or something. You know,
stealing her friends away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Callum always had a crush on Claudia, huh?
Mm.
Until Rayla came along and kind of stole his heart. But Claudia wasn't interested in Callum in that way anyway, so.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, should we go to the others?
Yeah, because they just leave then, because they get stone-bombed.
Yeah.
They have to leave, so they run after others, and then we meet them again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so the doors are blocked with a lot of rocks in front of it. And then there's an opening. How? Why? What happened?
And there's an opening.
Yeah.
In the rocks.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was because Rex is stomping around so much. And then there was the pile of rocks, and then Rex is like, rah, tail smashing, rah, and then like the rocks kind of fall.
But it was away. A hole in the bottom with all the other rocks upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this happening? I thought it was just matching from Callum or something.
Mm-mm.
That was really weird.
Yeah, that was weird. As far as I can tell, it was just that the rocks kind of tumbled out of the way. But maybe we missed something. Maybe Callum did do some Aspero to blow the...
Yeah, it was so... I thought they have to jump over it or climb over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly there's a hole and...
No, I don't know. So, yeah. So they get to the door... And they're pushing it, this massive, massive door.
They also try spells, open sesame.
Sesame?
And sorry. Knocking against it, you know, just like, come on,
help.
Open.
And Chert and Terbium are just like,
Yeah, was this a stomach rumbling?
Did you hear something?
Yeah.
And we learn that Chert hasn't had a snack in over a decade. Yeah. So it could be Chert's stomach grumbling.
Yeah. And it's awesome that they just continue stacking piles of rocks onto each other.
Yeah, they're just passing the time.
Zen. Yeah.
And then, nice. Yeah, they're pushing, and then Soren says something about, you know, the heart. The only strength that matters is the strength in your heart. Come on, Bait. And then we get slow-mo Bait running to the door. And then as soon as Bait touches the door, it's just like...
Poof, it Bait to the rescue.
Yeah.
Is he so strong, or was it just the whole effort of the others with Bait?
I think it was the whole effort of the others, and then it was like Bait's little extra push made all the difference.
But it's cool that they could open the doors and not two giants, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, also two giants can open the door, but... They have the strength of two giants. That's awesome.
Yeah, all together. Yeah. I mean,
at least a tiny bit. You know, they could just go through the doors and not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it was mostly Soren's muscles.
And Soren's war cry or something. You know, like,
yeah, his morale.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But also muscles.
muscles. Also, all of those, all that exercise paid off.
Yeah. And then they run outside, and one of them destroys the stone pile.
Oops.
And then suddenly afterwards, the whole dragon destroys the whole door and everything around it. That, you know, like, well, just tiny rock formation, and then poof, everything. Yeah. Okay, thank you for destroying your own lair.
Yeah, totally.
So, and who has to keep, you know, who has to clean up the two giants?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. They've got their work cut out for them. Yeah. So it seems like they're doomed.
What about what you just said? Doomed.
Doomed. And Sauron's used doomed before in the end of season 3 when he's telling them that the big army's coming. He says that they're doomed while he's drinking his tea.
Okay.
We're doomed.
Yeah. Again.
So, doomed again. And they think they're about to die, and Ezrin and Nathan hug each other. And I rewound it because I was like...
Really?
Yeah.
Outside when they were facing Rex Ignis?
Yeah.
Ah.
And it looked like Rez was... Rez?
Rez?
Rez. That's what Rex's best friends call him. Hey, Rez. yeah, it looked like Rez was about to kind of burn everyone to a crisp. And in that moment, everybody's just kind of frozen, like, looking. And yeah, Nathan and Ezrin just kind of just grab each other.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Okay, I didn't recognize it. Okay, nice.
It was cute. Mm-hmm. The two youngest kids, I guess, are just go for each other.
Yeah, that's nice. But we got the help of the Dragon Queen. She's coming to the rescue. And then they stand facing each other. And Rex Ignis begins shouting. And lava streams come out of the earth. So that's what's also powerful. And Subeya is also... doing the same, but then lightning comes from
above,
from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they fight, maybe, just shouting.
Yeah, intimidate each other.
Yeah, she wins, and Rex Ignis destroys everything again, and leaves into his lair.
After pulling out Rayla's
blade true.
And spitting it out.
Yeah, true. That was nice.
Yeah, he smashes everything up. This moment with Rex and Zabea was quite short, but it was the best. It was definitely visually the most interesting thing that happens in the whole episode, in this whole chapter. The rest is like, we're in a cave. Yeah, this is happening. Yeah, we're fighting, blah, blah. But this was really visually, like, the animation was really special and, like, on point. And especially with Zabea, we've not seen her be like this
angry,
ferocious kind of beast, and the expression on her face as well is very, like, she looks so dangerous.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, because we also see her as, you know, Mommy Zabea, and like this friendly Zabea who is making friends with Sauron and all of this, and then you just see this, like, okay, no, she is badass when she needs to be
protective,
and she intimidated this terrifying fire dragon to get back in his cave.
But maybe it was the history of them,
like a combination of things for sure, but like, she's just seeing her skills, it's like, okay, she's
super cool,
don't mess with her, you know?
But I didn't think it was the best animation, to be honest.
No,
for me it was when Kareem uses the what was it? Lux something?
The tornado. Yeah. Lux Tormento. Yeah, actually.
That looked awesome.
True. Okay. You're right. Yeah, these two battles, they were really good. Yeah. In my head, that was a different chapter.
Stay the same.
We're still on the same one. Yeah, I'm completely focused on Umbatona.
It's now. Only like, one.
The Luxoria stuff just didn't happen. No, you're right. That was that was done really, really well as well. But yeah, just get very excited about dragons.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I actually have a thing about archdragons, but we can go back to that once we've finished.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
finished going over what happened.
Then it was also cute that Sim tries to hide behind Dresseren.
Totally.
You know, like, okay, doesn't work. It's like hiding behind a small tree and being visible.
Yeah, you're in big trouble, little dragon. Oh, dear.
And, but everyone is happy that they are not super dead.
Yeah. Yeah, you, Zim, you defied me and look what happened. And, yeah, but if he hadn't defied you, you wouldn't have been there to save the day and we'd all be super dead.
Oh.
So there is that, says S.
So there's that.
There is that. Yeah.
Then we also save Rayla.
We think she's dead for a second, or at least Callum does.
Again.
Just like the Zim moment in the last chapter.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Zim's dead. Oh, yeah, Zim's fine.
And Erswin in this chapter. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like we said.
It keeps happening.
Yeah, everyone dying for a moment. Then it's also cute because they hug each other. Callum hugs Rayla and everyone else. That's really cool.
It's really nice.
But one after another. So first Raylan, and then Ezran, Sauron, Nathan, and then the animals running against each other. And
it's a big pile.
Yeah.
With Zim in the middle. Yeah. Zim's very much like just a massive Labrador.
Yeah, totally.
Just in the middle of everyone.
The dog thing was really on point.
It was really on point. Yeah. It was very good. Yeah, very cute.
Seppy bugs.
So then the last thing we see in the episode is Claudia, Viren, and Terry, and Sparklepuff emerging out of a rock face. It's kind of like melting into lava, and there were these little deer in front that get scared off by the dark magic. And Viren's staff emerges through the molten rock, and then Claudia says, "Dad, we have the map to Aravos. We'll free him and save you." And Viren's face changes from just him having purple eyes to his complete, like, evil face.
Yeah.
An evil possessed face with black eyes, and is like slightly smiling.
Yeah.
Is like, yeah. Oh dear. And there's very foreboding music, like creepy music in the background as well.
The end of the book. Wyvern didn't have his breakfast. And then also, you know, I was wondering in the first episode when Wyvern was alive, why he isn't, you know, like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's only after using dark magic.
Yeah.
So now he used dark magic because he was melting the rock thing with his staff.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go. Now he's super old.
What's the word I'm trying to think of? Corrupted again.
No, like ashy in the face, you know, like
ashy.
Black, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, Viren kind of has made his decision to use dark magic again, it seems. And just the deer I just wanted to go back to shortly.
Mm-hmm.
That they scared off, these were the same deer that Claudia used back in
book two,
episode 9. Breeze, and Claudia used these deer to do a dark magic spell that healed Sorin after Sorin was paralyzed and writing poetry.
So maybe not the same, because they are probably dead. But
the same species.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, it's the same deer. Oh, that's Steve. You remember?
Yeah. Maybe the same family or something.
The same family. Could be. And then they're like, whoa.
Not again.
Run away. Yeah. Where's my milk fruit? Moon fruit or whatever it was.
I think it was milk fruit. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so it's nice having these little references that take you back.
Yeah, totally.
To previous times. I wanted to say something about Archdragons. I copied this bit from the wiki because I found it interesting, so I'll just read it out.
Mm-hmm.
The most powerful and intelligent of the dragons are called Archdragons, which are many times larger than ordinary dragons, with a lifespan of centuries. Several Archdragons of one primal source may exist at the same time, with no limit to their respective kind, though they are extremely rare. Like Archmages, Archdragons are masters of their Arcanum, and have the deepest possible connection to them, as opposed to regular dragons. Because of this, Archdragons are seen as the physical embodiments of the primal sources themselves. Some Archdragons are capable of sensing dark magic in humans, but whether this is due to their heightened senses or another reason is currently unknown.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, because we've had it mentioned, Archdragons, a few times, and it's like, yeah, Archdragons, blah.
Mm.
It's just a term. So it was good to learn a little bit more about what that means and the Archmages. So Callum is an Archmage, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, not yet. On his way, maybe?
But he's already kind of... is he a master? Would you call him a master?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But he's on his way.
But Ibis was an Archmage of Sky, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah.
Mm, yeah, interesting.
Mm.
Okay. Also the, the size.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have dragons in all kinds of sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is also interesting. Archdragons are capable of sensing dark magic in humans. Did Rex Igneous sense dark magic in Viren or Claudia?
Interesting. Yeah, it seems like Rex Igneous didn't.
Yeah. Did Zubeya?
Zubeya has never mentioned it, but Sol Regum sensed dark magic.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But Sol Regum anyway was all anti-human mage. Yeah, and, his whole face got burnt off.
Maybe that's why.
By dark magic as well.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, specifically attuned to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, but yeah, for Sol Regum, it's really like the stink of dark magic. Maybe they have to know it before they can smell it or something. Yeah, interesting. It's not really explained, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, so far we've only seen Sol Regum
smell
dark magic or sense dark magic. I smell death.
It also reminds me of weed. If you don't know weed, then if you smell it, it's like, okay, what's that?
Yeah.
And if you know it, then, okay, you know it.
Yeah. Weed. Yeah.
Okay, so we have left the outros, the common theme, overarching theme. And the Jellytons.
Actually, for overarching themes, I didn't write anything this time because... sorry, I didn't take the time to do it. But I thought while we were talking about it, this dust and ash thing, that's kind of a theme in both in Luxoria and in the caves. But it's not really... It's not really a theme, I guess. Family feuds, history, like, I'm not sure. Do you have any ideas?
Escaping.
I mean, the title, Escape from Umbertor, is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a lot of what happens in this in this chapter, for sure. I mean, we could talk about it in terms of...
But maybe also escaping, because, Janai escaped from Karim.
Yeah, but they're not even at Umbertor.
Yeah. Okay. No, just escaping.
Escaping in general. Yeah, it's all about escaping history.
Yeah.
Like all of this.
Progressively moving forward.
Moving forwards, history does not control you. Let's go with that. I mean, it's a bit tricky, huh? Because it's just, it's a lot of action.
Yeah.
We had a nice speech from Janai and stuff, but it didn't go that deep this episode. I mean,
no,
we had a lot of emotion going on, like with Rayla, with the coins. That was all just kind of emotion, and that was a lot of screen time for just her, like, crying as well.
Yeah. I think it was just tying up loose ends.
Yeah. I mean, we can go back to how we felt about this chapter maybe at the end, once we've gone through the credits and the jelly tarts and stuff. I would like to talk more about it.
The only this chapter or the whole book?
Mostly this chapter.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so credits.
Okay, we see Viren with black eyes, and in this dark without breakfast thing state. Yeah. And Claudia without pupils, is it normal that they don't have?
No.
No? Yeah. So that was weird.
Okay.
For me.
And then we have Viren clutching his head and slouching. And Claudia is looking concerned. And it's very much from that first credit picture where he looks like he's standing up very straight and has this, like, slight smile and whatever, to this, like, slouched, like, oh, I have a headache pose.
Yeah, or stroke even. I'm not sure, you know. Mm-hmm. It was...
like, collapsing.
Yeah, exactly. But then we have also Soren eating salad because it's good for you, like, in complete contrast.
Yeah, in his armor and giving, like, a thumbs up.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Then we have Viren... totally collapsed, being supported by Terry, and Claudius clutching his arm.
Mm-hmm. We have the coins, Ronan and Rayla's parents.
And then we have Rex Igneous's tooth with the map on it.
Oh. And this I got out from the wiki. The map on the tooth of Rex Igneous marks an X at the sea of the cast out.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And instead of, like, there's this little weird other mark on it. On Terry's goop, looks different.
But then that was, I think that was like a filling of a tooth.
Mm.
You know, like something you can extract from the tooth.
Mm, okay.
It looked like me, like a piece of wood.
Yeah.
Or a jewel or something. It was weird.
Like when the rest was engraved and it was like a different thing. Yeah. Mm.
But not true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it?
That's it. That's it for the credits. So, jelly tarts!
Hey, Mr. Draken, wake up. Time to rise and shine and eat the bad humans who are trying to...
So, you'll hoist me up so I can wiggle my stinky nubbins under the dragon's nostrils. I've got an idea that'll wake him up that will be equally effective, but slightly less cruel. I'm just gonna stab him.
Yeah. Soren loves salad, it's good for you. And we had this.
Behold, the glorious Goofy Goo! Goofy and glorious, just like you.
Oh, I also had this, yeah. We could really use a map to the map. We also had this.
Mm-hmm.
And the case of the toasty, tasty toesies.
The toasty toesies. Which, by the way, is a reference to Ezrin saying he has a case of the frozy toesies.
Ah.
In Book One Moon, Chapter 6, Through the Ice, after he gets pulled out of the
interesting
the ice.
Always the toesies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all I have left is, I am glad you are not all super dead.
Yeah.
I love it when Zabea uses, like, slang, like kids, like what the kids are saying.
You mean what Soren is saying.
What Soren is saying, yeah.
It's always Soren and Zubair. It's a really cute match.
I think. It's nice.
Okay, yeah, that's it. So you want to talk about the whole episode as a whole?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's interesting that we are over 1 hour again. Just with one episode.
True. We just... we just talk. We just go off talking. I don't know. How did you feel about this chapter? Do you have any thoughts?
Not really, to be honest. I'm desperate to know what happens now. Like, they have the map, but the others don't have the map.
Mm-hmm.
So, who reaches the goal faster?
Mm-hmm.
Can they even reach the goal? The heroes, I mean. What is happening with Vroom? So, do they have to support him first, and the others can steal the map or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, not a lot of interest. But, this episode, nothing comes to mind.
Nothing comes to mind. Yeah, I was thinking about the last chapter of the season 3, you know? And that was like this massive battle, you know, with this army of 10,000 lava monsters and, you know, and this moment with, you know, Queen Anya coming with her army and kind of saving them. It's all very heroic and epic, and it's like this massive conclusion to this, you know, what's been building up for 3 seasons. And the end of this season, in comparison, is a bit like...
Meh. So, yeah, true.
To be continued, you know? Like, on the search for the prison, like...
But maybe it's also because of the work they did, like the studio. Because after the 3rd one, they knew they had to make a long break because they didn't have any materials. But now they did a lot of episodes working next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew that they didn't have a lot of pause in between the seasons. So they didn't have to end with a cliffhanger.
Yeah, but the end of the last season, I mean, it was a cliffhanger with, like, okay, Viren and, you know, and the cocoon and stuff. But it was also a nice conclusion to lots of other things that have been going on. But this episode, this chapter, I feel like there's not a nice kind of conclusion to things. True. There's a lot of... It's basically all, like, and wait and see what happens in the next episode, you know?
But maybe again, also, because of the studio, after the 3rd one, they weren't sure if they can continue.
That's true.
Now they know, you know?
Yeah. But it's kind of a shame that you don't get this, like...
Yeah.
I was missing a bit this epic thing.
Yeah.
It feels a bit smaller somehow.
Yeah.
Than, like, yes, they're trying to save the world, but they're doing it... It's like you said, there's like 10 characters or whatever. And it's just small.
Yeah.
And it's not this. Like, where is Queen Anya? What's she up to while all this is going on?
Yeah, totally.
All a bit, they were in the woods and then they were in a cave and now they're out again. Like, that was the season for our heroes, you know? And... I mean, apart from Ibis, I guess, happening as well, that was kind of exciting and sad. And Lux Aurea, we just had this annoying story with Karim mostly. And I'm going on to more just talking about the season in general, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But this particular chapter got a 7.6
uh-huh.
on IMDb. And the final chapter of season 3 got a 9.4.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was... Yeah. And it's deserved, you know? Like, it was an amazing, amazing chapter.
Yeah.
And this one's a bit more like... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Unsatisfying.
Hmm.
Yeah. True.
Like, it definitely leaves you like, okay, I do want to see more because... But kind of because it's not quite exciting enough or something. Yeah. Like,
and yeah, a lot of loose ends, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. But luckily, season 5's already out, so you can just keep watching. And that's awesome. It's also cool that they did produce season 5 really fast after this one.
That's right.
Yeah. So you didn't have this 3-year wait. You had it was, I think, 6 months in between.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
great.
November to July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, I think season 6 and 7 will be out fast.
Yeah.
Will come out faster.
Yeah, I think so too. I hope so. I mean, that was also the first 3 seasons. They came out really in quick succession.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah.
Be nice to see what happens. Like I said, I've already seen season 5, so I don't want to spoil anything about it. I'm trying to focus on what we've seen up until this point. But it is exciting stuff. You know, I'm comparing it to that really, really good chapter at the end of the last season, sure. But it still leaves me wanting to see more. I'm not like so disappointed that I don't want to watch it anymore or something. Mm.
What you're saying reminds me of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Because it was also, you know, everything led up to this moment. And then the moment was there and poof, gone. And what's... Yeah, blah.
Mm.
Where are the loose ends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also feel like there's been a lot of emotional development going on.
Yeah, it had to.
Mm-hmm.
After 3 years,
mm-hmm.
Raylan now getting maybe together, you know, ish.
With yeah.
Hugging and supporting each other.
Yeah, I guess this was a lot of setting the scene after a 2 year break.
Yeah.
And that things have changed and... Yeah, and this with Luxoria, it was also interesting, like this transition and kind of making it more about the society and not just the main characters, I guess. Yeah. Anyway.
You mean with the architect?
With the architect, yeah, with okay. Lucia and the putting humans and elves, elves together and looking at what that could look like.
Yeah, true.
What kind of issues... they would have, and not just like, oh,
it's all fine,
it's awesome, let's all just live together now,
everything is awesome. Then I'm really looking forward to watching season 5.
Yeah, and we can...
at least I can watch now 2 episodes.
Yeah, true. Yeah, and we can record our next episode next week, probably.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And I'll try and get this one out as soon as I can. Yeah. And thanks to our listeners for the support.
If you haven't watched it, we also had a secret in the show notes. So maybe look closely. You can see us in real life.
Yeah, we did a video of the last episode we did, which is on YouTube. But only you can only find it by following the link. You can't find it by searching. In the
short notes, yeah.
So look in the show notes for the last episode we did.
Maybe also this one.
And this one. We are currently recording it on video. Don't know if we're going to release it, but we'll see. Yeah, and I don't know if I really want to announce this, but I just randomly, on a whim, made an Instagram account for us.
Oh dear.
Which exists, but I don't know what we'll do with it.
Okay.
If we'll do anything, but just to share Dragon Prince thoughts, memes, no idea.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. And other than that, I think I don't have much more to say.
Yeah. Looking forward for the next season.
Yeah.
Next book, sorry.
Yeah, and if you have comments, ideas.
Anything.
Anything, write to us in the chat. And yeah, so thanks for listening. We are News from the Breach and look forward to recording something again for you soon. Enjoy the beginning of season 5. Bye. Yes.